Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Happy Saturday. And every day I talk to people who are shopping for a mortgage or talk to people who are looking to shop for a mortgage. And so I thought it'd be a really good idea to maybe talk about what you should look for when you're deciding, okay, I need to, usually you decide either you're looking to refinance or you're looking to purchase and you're thinking, you know, how do you shop for a mortgage? How do you shop for the right person, to represent you on that mortgage? You know, what's important and what kind of questions, do you have to ask or should you think about when you're looking for that mortgage loan officer that's going to work with you and take you through the process. Understand the mortgage process can be fairly complicated. It can be rather daunting for some people. And it really helps to have an experienced loan officer who knows what they're doing. And so we want to talk about how you find that. What are the strategies you need to come up with? What are the things and questions and that type of thing do you need to look at? Along with that, it's not just the loan officer. There's a lot of questions you have to ask yourself. What is it that's important to you, especially in a refinance? Let's talk first about a refinance. So as you're looking at a refinance, you have to decide what it is you're trying to accomplish with your refinance. In other words, you have a mortgage, and maybe one of the big things, especially today with the rates the way they are, a lot of people are looking to refinance and lower the interest rate. So the interest rate is a big reason that a lot of people are looking to refinance. Now, that may be your reason, and that may be the only reason. But there also are many times somebody wants to do some cash out, and they may want to do cash out to pay off bills. They may want to do cash out to upgrade the home, go on vacation. There's a lot of reasons somebody might want to cash out, or multiple reasons they may want to cash out and take advantage of the equity they have in their home. So though that's another piece of the puzzle, and especially as a loan officer, we need to talk about that. We need to know what it is that you're trying to accomplish. You know, some people want to lower the term of the mortgage, so they may be on a 30-year fixed and they want to lower it to a 15 or a 20-year, or they may have mortgage insurance and they're hoping to get out of mortgage insurance. So there are a variety of reasons that somebody would look at refinancing. Now, how about on a purchase? Why would you be even looking to find a mortgage loan officer to redo your mortgage or to purchase? Obviously you need to buy the house. And unless you're paying cash, you need a loan officer and you need a mortgage. So what do you look for? Again, I think you first have to decide what's important to you. And it's going to be different, obviously, in a purchase. Some of it could be, how quickly do you want to buy, close on that house? There are mortgage companies who can do it very quickly, and there are companies who take forever. So you may not want to get it. If you want to close in 30 days, you don't want to get a company that takes 45 to 60 days to close your loan. We're going to close it. If you give me 21 days, I'm going to close it in 21 days on a purchase. We're going to do what's necessary. The only issue really on timing right now is appraisers are starting to get busy. And as the appraisers get busy, it takes longer to get those appraisals back. So that can cause a problem with a short turn time. Now, I've closed loans in 12 days, 10 days. So it can be done, but it's one of those things. If you want to close that quickly, you really need to talk about it and get it all set up, because it can be done, but you have to have a strategy to do it. You have to know what we need right away and get everything. And there's a lot of things to do. So if it's quick turn time that you need, then that's another piece of this puzzle. And you need to know, you need to ask those questions and find out whether this person can do that. You also, as you talk to a loan officer and you're looking at a loan officer and who you might want to work with, we talked about their knowledge and experience and how they communicate, how they give you information. one of the things that I do and I think is extremely important is there's several things I do, but I watch the market. Mortgage rates come out of the mortgage-backed security bond market. And that bond market, as it moves interest rates. So if we're watching that market, we can kind of strategize when's the best time to go ahead and lock the rate. You know, what are we looking at? You know, it's also on risk. How much risk can you take on when you want to lock that? You know, some people, and most people, just when they get it, they're ready. If the rate's good, everything looks good, they just want to move forward and we want to go ahead and lock the rate. Some people like to take a little more risk. They like to take that and just, you know, give it a little bit more time and see what's going to happen if rates are going down at the time. Obviously, if rates going up, it's a whole different story. The other part of it is a strategy on when you're what you're looking to purchase is, you know, how do you make that offer? We want to talk about, you know, those strategies as we're looking to get you qualified to buy a home, because that makes a difference. And like one of the strategies we can use is what we call the seller buy down strategy. So let's say you're looking to be in the house and you're looking to be there for quite some time. And in that time frame, that's what you're looking for. You want to get the best mortgage for, let's say you're going to be there 12 years to 15 years. That's your plan. Well, a seller buy down, what that would be is rather than them discount the home or discount it as much, we have them pay closing costs, maybe some prepaids and some points. And we use that money to buy the rate down. Now, if you're only going to be there 2 or 3 years, it doesn't make sense to do this at all. But if you're going to be there long term, you'll see what the savings is. It's amazing how much more savings you can get, but it takes time to get that savings because you're paying more for the house. So it's, you know, you're starting at a higher dollar amount. I have a program. I put everything together and I let you look at those options so you can decide what's going to be your best option. So seller buy down is a really good option. You can also buy the rate down yourself. That's another option you can look at. But let's say you have mortgage insurance. There's several types of mortgage insurance. So we can talk about that. Somebody, let's say you're putting 10% down and you want to have the lowest payment you possibly can. So what we can do is we can take obviously a very good rate, and then we can do what's called single premium mortgage insurance. And what that allows you to do is we can finance that mortgage insurance in, but you pay it up front and then you don't pay it again. Now, again, if you're going to be in the home 2, 3 years, 4 years, it's usually pretty profitable to do it this way. If you're going to refinance though the home and, you know, quickly and need to put mortgage insurance on it again, then it's not necessarily the best idea. I have a customer right now, they've been in their home for about 8 months, 9 months, they prepaid their mortgage insurance, and now they want to refinance. And they're having trouble justifying it, even though their rate isn't like a 1.5 points higher than our rate today. So the savings is huge, but they're struggling getting out of, you know, have to pay mortgage insurance or pay it up again up front. So it's one of those things that's really good if you know you're going to be in the house or you know you're going to keep the mortgage. It's not so much you're going to be in the house, but you're going to keep that mortgage. If you're going to keep that mortgage, then we want to look at strategies to give you the best option and save you the most money. So those are some of the strategies that we would look at as we did that. And when we talked, we'd, you know, talk about rates. Now, you understand rates change on a daily basis and actually multiple times through the day. They can go up, they can go down. We really can't lock a rate until you have a property and that we know what property you're closing on. We know a closing date. We lock rates to a time frame. You can lock rates for 30 days, 45 days, 15 days, 60 days, 90 days. You know, those are the, you know, the time frames that we can lock the rate for. That means you lock the rate and you know that's the rate that you're going to get when you close on the mortgage. And in that time frame, we want to, you know, we have to have the purchase agreement because we have to process the mortgage. We have to get everything done, have to get all the paperwork. And on a purchase, it's not as difficult because we know when we're going to close. You come in, you say, okay, here's my purchase agreement. Here's my closing date. And we're going to close on that date. So we know when that's going to happen. On a refinance, it's a little more difficult to know the timing. And the other piece of that puzzle is that many times the borrower on a refinance isn't as motivated as a purchaser is, because on a purchase, you have a drop dead date. You know, you have to close at a certain time. On a refinance, you don't necessarily have to, but if we've locked the rate, we have to close within a certain point in time, or it can create a problem with the lock depending on what rates have done. So we want to look at that. We want to talk about that up front so that we can guide you in the right direction and give you the right options. My goal is always to let you know the options that are available so that you can make the decision that's best for you and your family. I always have my ideas, but I don't know your full situation. And since I don't know your situation, I can't 100%, you know, tell you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's not, but I'm going to give you the guidance so that you can make the decision that's best for you. Coming up next, we'll go through the question of the week.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Okay, we've talked about mortgage rates, and understand as we talk about this, there's a lot more involved in everything I'm talking about. I'm trying to give you a real brief overview of the process and as you shop for mortgage, what you need to look at. And along with rates, you also have to look at the cost. What is it going to cost you to do that? So we want to look at all that, because then you have to look at, based on the rate, the cost, you know, how long it's going to take, you know, the simplicity of doing it, how much paperwork you have to do, how much time it's going to take. Then with all that, then you can make that decision on whether it's worthwhile to do and whether it makes, you know, what makes the most sense. And so we want to talk about all of that before, on a refinance, before you start that process. On a purchase, we want to talk about it really before you start looking at homes. We'd like you to have a really good idea. Make sure you have the money for the closing. Make sure you're prepared so there's no surprises and that everything goes as smoothly as possible.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, I got contacted, I guess it was last week, maybe a week and a half ago, and her name was Carol. She wanted to talk to me about refinancing her home. She had bought her home in the summer of 2019, and she was wondering a couple things. She was wondering, if she bought it in the summer, was it something that you could refinance now? And she was wondering, if she did refinance it, would she have to have an appraisal? And what the cost would be to do the refinance. And so I thought, this is a great question. And so Carol and I talked about it, and the fact that somebody closed on a home in the summer of 2019, just 6, 7, 8 months ago, is definitely because of what rates have done, you can refinance it for sure. I've refinanced people who have bought a home and rates dropped immediately. And I've refinanced them within 30 days. Usually it's on a new home, new construction purchase when we do that, because of the way that works. A lot of times those rates are high. It's very easy to do that, and we can refinance it. But in Carol's case, she had bought the house, and now she wanted to refinance it, and her rate dropped enough, so it did make sense rate-wise. And to refinance it. So you can do that quickly. The other part of this was, what about the appraisal? What about an appraisal? And does she need an appraisal? And the way the appraisals work, at least with Advisors Mortgage Group, is the appraisal, when we run our automated underwriting, it'll tell us whether we need an appraisal or not. In Carol's case, we did not need an appraisal. And we didn't, I'm guessing, because she had just financed the home 7, 8 months ago, and so they had a fairly new appraisal, even though that in our system, that isn't a reason not to have an appraisal. But since these loans go to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae as conventional mortgages, they must have had the appraisal and they felt comfortable with it. They felt comfortable with the value, even though we put a little higher value in than what she paid for it 8 months ago, and they didn't require that appraisal, which saves money, it saves time. It really is helpful when that happens. So in her case, the answer was no, she didn't have to have an appraisal. Now, just because you bought a home 8, 9 months ago, it doesn't mean they'll give us that, what's called an appraisal waiver, but we do see it quite often. And there's also, it's not just somebody who's closed recently. We've had appraisal waivers on many, many houses that, you know, we didn't expect to, but they hadn't refinanced or purchased in the last year or two, but they still got the appraisal waiver. So it is possible to not have to have that appraisal, but it's not something we can determine until we actually run everything and run what's called automated underwriting so that we can see what that comes back at. And that's the piece that will give us the guidance. So, you know, that for Carol, that worked out really well. And she did go ahead and refinance, and it made complete sense. Saved quite a bit of money, and we were able to work that for her. So it made a lot of sense for her to refinance. I also want to talk about mortgage insurance. Now, this isn't part of Carol, but this is, you know, mortgage insurance is a piece that we always have to look at when we're purchasing or refinancing. And a lot of people don't want mortgage. They wish they didn't have to pay mortgage. Not that they don't want it. They wish they didn't have to pay for mortgage insurance. But what you have to understand is mortgage insurance has given us the ability to finance homes with less than 20% down. So while it's expensive, it's not really necessarily that expensive, but while it has a cost to it, the value, let's say you had $20,000. Well, $20,000, if you had to put 20% down, would buy you a $100,000 house. 20% of, you know, or 5% of $20,000 is 5% of $400,000 house. So by having mortgage insurance, you can buy a lot more home. Now, how does that benefits you by being able to buy a home? It also has benefited the price, the value of homes have gone up because you don't have to put so much money down. It is one of those things that keep a lot of people from thinking they can move forward in buying a home, because many people still today think they need 20% down. You do not need 20% down. We have mortgage loans at 3% down, 3.5% down. In certain areas, you can do 0% down. So there are programs out there. If you don't have a lot of money to put down, we can certainly handle that and take care of that for you. And you can save, you know, that it can be a big deal. Now, additionally, with mortgage insurance, you know, it's needed in any time you have 20% or less than 20% down. So if you're putting less than 20% down, you're going to have mortgage insurance. You can have mortgage insurance as a monthly payment, or you can have it as a single premium on a conventional mortgage. The monthly payment means that every month you have a payment added to your mortgage payment that is your mortgage insurance. And once you get to generally a 78% loan to value, that goes away. Now, when you're financing, it's 80%. But when you're paying it down, once you get to a 78% loan to value, generally it goes away. Now, additionally, many times if your house increases in value quite a bit, then you can actually get out after 2 years. You could have an appraisal and get out of it if you have, again, usually a 78% loan to value. The single premium means you pay a single premium up front, either financed into the loan, depending on what your loan to value is, or brought to the closing. And that's it. You don't have mortgage insurance any longer. You have mortgage insurance, but you don't pay for it any longer. So you still have the mortgage insurance on your loan. Now, there is some value there. Some lenders will take no mortgage insurance, and they'll increase the interest rate. Now, the problem with that, several problems with that. Number one, you no longer have mortgage insurance. So if anything happens and the home goes into foreclosure, you no longer have the mortgage insurance to protect. For the protection. Number two, and I think this is the bigger one, is at some point your mortgage insurance is going to go away. That higher rate does not go away unless you refinance the house. The mortgage insurance can go away. So in a rate downward environment, that's not a big deal. And when rates are going up, that is a big deal, because you don't want to refinance out. Let's say you get a 3.5% rate. You don't want to refinance out of it at 5%, because you can get out of mortgage insurance. That doesn't make sense. So there is some value in that. Now, on FHA, FHA's mortgage insurance is a little different. FHA has upfront mortgage insurance, plus they have monthly mortgage insurance. So upfront, they add it to your loan amount. That's how FHA is. And then monthly, you have mortgage insurance. And their mortgage insurance is very reasonable if you have very low credit scores, and it's a little more expensive if you have high credit scores. So we want to look at all that and decide which, you know, whether you're better off conventional or FHA, what's going to be your best option if you have to have mortgage insurance. But mortgage insurance, again, can be a great value. after you've done all of this, then you have to think about, okay, especially on a purchase, we have to think about the application. You want to get a pre-qualification or pre-approval before you start going out and looking at homes. So the next piece of the shopping for a mortgage is, okay, who are you going to do this with? And how are you going to go about doing it? So on an application, you can, for us, we have an online application. Some people prefer that. They're busy. They don't have time. They just want to fill it out online. We can accommodate that. That's certainly something that can be done. You can do it over the phone. What most of the people I work with do, we set up a time, we call, we take the application over the phone, and that's how we move forward. That takes a little bit more time possibly than the online application, but it's more thorough. And usually the online application, we have to call and get the information that's either missing or, you know, it wasn't understood or you weren't sure of what to put down. So those are two of the big things. And then the third one is you can do it in person. Now, we used to do this all the time, but I find many people are busy. They don't want to come in. But if you're one of those people who like to come in, you can come in to meet with us and we can take the application right there in our office here in Indiana. We're in Carmel, Indiana. So it can certainly be done that way also. So a lot of lenders can't do that. We can. And that could be if it's somebody who if you prefer that, we can certainly do that. Once you have the application, so you take the application comes in, and the first things that we do with it, we go through it, see if there's anything missing, any additional information that we need. We take that in, we would call you, go through the information. Then we would run the credit report, and we would run our automated underwriting, and we would then get back with you, and it's on a purchase, we would get back with you and go through the options that you now have available, what you can qualify for, what different programs might be your best. We talk about all that and then move you, you know, let you know which program's going to be best. So you have an idea of what you can do, which program you can do, what price range you're qualified for, what interest rates currently look like for you, and what those options are. And then we issue you either a pre-approval letter or a pre-qualification letter. So those things are important for us to do. And we want to go through that and make sure that you're comfortable with that. Once all that is completed and you're moving forward, whether it's a refinance or a purchase, the next thing you're going to do is have an appraisal if we're required to have an appraisal. And the reason you need an appraisal, a lot of people misunderstand the appraisal. The appraisal is to verify the value of the property, both for the lender and for you. You don't want to overpay for a property. So you go out, you look at a property, and you get excited and you make an offer, and then the appraisal comes in. Let's say most of the time this doesn't happen, but let's say the appraisal comes in lower than your purchase price. Well, that is there to protect you. Now, I'm not saying an appraiser can't be wrong, and sometimes we have to, you know, work with the appraiser to see if it can't be adjusted if they've made an error. But for the most part, it's telling you if it comes in lower than the purchase price or lower than you anticipated on a refinance, they're telling you this is what the value is based on their experience and knowledge, their training, on what they believe it is. And so that's the number that we're going to use. That's the value we're going to use. And it's there to protect you. On a purchase, you know, you have options. You can renegotiate the price. You can pay the higher price and just pay the difference to keep the mortgage at the same loan to value. You know, there's things that we can do. We'd walk you through that. Most times it's a benefit to the buyer and not a benefit to the seller if the appraisal comes in lower than expected on a purchase. So while all that's going on, we're processing the loan, and you're gonna be asked for documents. You're gonna be asked for, here's what we're gonna need. Here's the items that we need to get the loan through. So you have to get those to us as quickly as you can. The next thing is when the file, once the processor is done with it, it's going to go into, and we have the appraisal back generally, it's going to go into our underwriting department. Once our underwriting department has it, they're going to hopefully approve it, and they can approve it with conditions. The conditions are normally minor things, little things that, you know, maybe letter of explanation, just minor things that we need. Sometimes they aren't minor, but most times they are. They can approve it and get clear to close. And usually if we have an approve with conditions, after that we'll get the approve and clear to close. Once we have clear to close, then we can close on the loan. We can get a file that's suspended, and that just means there's a little more to it and they can't approve it yet. They just need more information, but it's more than just conditions that we can get in the, and you know a day, they think that it's a little bit more major than that. Very rarely is it something that causes the next thing, which is a turndown. And a turndown means that, you know, we can't do the loan. But it doesn't actually mean that necessarily, because we have lots of options. So if we have a file that can't be approved, I'm going to come up with other solutions to see if there isn't some other way to do it. 99% of the time, we never go down that path. We just go to what is going to be approved. Sometimes it's worth the risk and we give it a shot. You would know that. And then we just look and see what we could do. Once all that is done, then we go to closing. And closing, you know, is a good time normally, especially on a purchase, a little stressful. You go to closing, and before closing, you have to have your funds to closing. And in Indiana, there's something called the good funds law. That means you have to send your money. If it's over $10,000, you have to wire your funds to closing. If it's $500 to just under $10,000, then you can write a personal, or you can get a cashier's check. If it's under $500, you can normally do a personal check, but it always has to be double checked with the title company to make sure they're okay with how you're going to do it. So if you are closing, you get your from the title company, they're going to give you your wiring instructions. You go to your bank, you wire the funds, everything goes smoothly, and you close. And on a purchase, when you close, it funds immediately. That's how you get the house. You get the house right away. And on a refinance, there's actually a 3-day right of rescission. So you close on a Monday, that doesn't fund till the Friday. So if you have cash back, you know, coming back, anything like that, you don't get that for the 3 business days. So on that Friday. So that's how that works. And it is really a pretty easy process. If you work through it with us, we can run everything through. And every day it seems to be getting a little easier. They come up with more technology and things that make it easier. I really appreciate you tuning in this week. And next week, we're going to discuss the 5 factors that affect your credit score and how to build and maintain a high credit score. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.